Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Mark Cox Morning Show.
All right, welcome back to the Mark Cox Morning Show. We're happy you're with us. It's a Friday morning, the 10th day of October, with some great temperatures out there again this morning. What is it, in the 50s, Ethan?
Yeah,
what
it was like 55.
Yeah, it was very comfortable. Just put a little vest on, heading out the door, and it was nice. Going to be in the mid-70s today. This is like homecoming weekend for us. So
it's actually 70 in our studio, which is unheard of.
I know. Unheard I know it of. Is. So we're gonna be celebrating that over the weekend and going and taking pictures and probably going to a football game. And it would be some good camping weather right now, wouldn't it, Ethan?
It would.
I'll bet next weekend will be nice, too.
I am camping next weekend.
Me, too. So yes. How about that? I'll be gone when all the No King celebrations are going on and protests, I should say. I won't be here. And earlier, I joked, they're coming here on the 18th, just so you know. The crazies who sit at home in their parents' basement and don't have anything else to do are going to gather on a roadside somewhere with a very professional pre-made printed signs. It'll be handed to them by the professional organizers, and they'll stand out there and act like they're doing something, which is silly because the rest of America, based on the newest polling that's out by Harvard this morning, disagrees with just about everything they stand for, and they can't stand it. So I'm all for the First Amendment. Go stand on the street corner if that makes you feel better, if it does. Now, earlier I said that I was disappointed that I'm going to be out of town because I really wanted to go wear my best Trump T-shirt, the mugshot T-shirt that says I voted for the convicted felon. I wanted to go wear that and march along the line with them and ask them what it is they hate about low crime and closed borders and peace in the Middle East. What is it you hate so much about that? What is King like about that? How is your free speech right now being tromped on by a king? Well, it's not. You can go out and do whatever you want, right? As long as it's not violent. That's all. That's the difference. And I'd love to be able to do that, but I'm not going to be here. And I'm not encouraging anybody to go, you know, yell at him or any. I just love to ask a few of them on camera, what is it that Donald Trump has done that you think makes him like a monarch? Because none of them are going to have an answer that makes a lick of sense because he hasn't done anything except make America better, which is exactly what he promised when he ran for office. And, oh, by the way, I can clear something up for you this morning. Is the sound up over here, Ethan?
Here should be.
All right. So this got announced early this morning, just so you know.
The Norwegian Nobel Committee has decided to award the Nobel Peace Prize for 2025 to Maria Corina Machado.
All right, so that's out of the way now. We can quit talking about this nonsense. It's driving the left nuts, and frankly, I could care less. But here are the facts for you this morning. Don't get mad that Donald Trump didn't get the Nobel Peace Prize for this year for a couple of reasons. First of all, the nomination deadline was January 31st. He had been off in office about 10 days when the deadline happened for the Peace Prize for this year. He should be nominated for it next year, I would think, assuming Middle East peace holds. And I don't know what their standard is. If you solve six wars, you don't get it. But if you solve a seventh, maybe you will. I don't know what that is. But he could be nominated for next year. Now, if he was Barack Obama, he could have been eligible this year because he was given the Nobel Peace Prize for doing absolutely nothing. But in this case, they gave it to Maria Corina Machado, I think is how he pronounced her name. And she is some sort of a Venezuelan opposition leader, a brave and committed champion of peace, according to the Norwegian Nobel Committee. And whatever she's done down there pales into comparison to what Trump has accomplished in 9 short months in office. So maybe next year they'll have a real winner. We'll see. I don't know. Hey, let's get to our top stories right now, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist, presented by Rhino Shield.
I'm Robert De Niro, asking you to stand up and be counted in the nationwide No Kings protest on October 18th.
Ah, the raging bull. He wants you to go out and stand up and let your voice be heard that we're not going to put up with any kings in this country because we would prefer to have criminals running loose all over the place.
Democrats say the immigration and crime crackdowns are illegal and unconstitutional, though so far more than 1,000 arrests of illegal immigrants have been made here.
It's illegal. It's unconstitutional. But so far, 1,000 arrests of criminal illegal aliens has been made just in Chicago. Imagine being opposed to that.
Just found out from recent reporting that there's more bounties. We have reports $2,000 for a single ICE agent to be killed, $5,000 for a mid-tier officer. It's really disgusting what's happening.
Yeah, that's the Assistant DHS Secretary Tricia McLaughlin. They're putting bounties on the head of ICE agents now, and it's being encouraged by people like Brandon Johnson and J.B. Pritzker with all of their jackbooted thug comments about the nation's law enforcement officers.
Pritzker was a failure in his family. They threw him out of the family business. Guy's a loser. But you know what? They actually, I believe they're scared. They're actually frightened for their lives.
Yeah, that was the president yesterday talking about Pritzker. I got to tell you, the left will go to no ends to try to denigrate Donald Trump, right? Or try to tear down whatever his position is. Yesterday, I heard a report that the reason Donald Trump dislikes J.B. Pritzker in Illinois, the real reason is because way back in the 80s sometime, some of J.B. Pritzker's really rich family members, because that's how J.B. became rich. He inherited his money. He didn't earn it. Came to New York and tried to interfere with the Trump kingdom in New York, the building industry or something up there. Got in some dispute over some contract, and that's the real reason Donald Trump hates J.B. Pritzker. That's what they've had to come up with to ignore the fact that J.B. Pritzker is a mental midget compared to Donald Trump. He is. Oh, did I mention the Freeburg Midgets? I got a Freeburg Midget t-shirt the other day. Anyway, that's what's going on here, is you've got Pritzker standing up like he's a man of the people and he's going to resist and blah, blah, blah. What do you really stand for, JB? I'd love somebody to ask him that question. Do you stand for 500 people a year dying in Chicago, or would fewer than 100 be better? Which is better, JB? Would you like to have 500 people stay alive or 500 people get killed? You would have an opportunity to fix that if you just did what they did in Washington, D.C. But you won't do that. You won't ask for that federal help because everything's just fine. Everything's on fire behind me. I'm walking away from it. Just ignore that. Everything's fine, right? It's like the police chief up in the Jaws movie. It's fine, people. We're looking forward to a great July 4th holiday. Come on out. The water's fine. Meanwhile, there's blood in the water behind him with the shark. That's J.B. Pritzker these days. You get what you pay for. Hey, when we come back, I'm going to get to this new poll that is out by Harvard. It's a Harvard Caps Harris poll, and man, oh man, the Dems are striking out on a lot more than just blowing up drug boats. The people have spoken, and it'll be hard for them to deny this one because it's not a Fox News poll. It's a Harvard Harris poll. We'll be back in just a minute. All right, welcome back. That's a little Nuge, Uncle Ted there, if you didn't recognize it. Great White Buffalo from the original environmentalist, author of the book Kill It and Grill It, Tedward Nugent. He's great. You know what? He would be great halftime entertainment for the Super Bowl, wouldn't he? I think so. That's just me. But regardless, I hope the people at Turning Point are paying attention. So earlier this week, if you were listening, it was Dan Buck who said, you know what ought to happen? Instead, some network ought to offer an alternative 15 minutes of music during the Super Bowl halftime. He said, but, and I agreed with him, I doubt if any of the other networks have the guts to do it because they won't want to piss off the NFL. Guess who's doing it? Turning Point USA has announced they're going to have an alternative Super Bowl halftime show. But they haven't announced the artist yet, which means there's still time for us to make some recommendations. I think there's a whole lot of options out there. I don't know how many of them would agree to do it, but I mean, we can just take. I'll take, if you're on Facebook this morning, feel free to, or to YouTube, feel free to put some recommendations in the comments here. Aaron Lewis, I can think of a whole bunch of people who would be great substitute artists in there to do sort of a montage of songs, and I'll bet half of America will switch over and watch that instead of Bad Bunny. Probably more than that. Some people say, well, I'm just not watching the NFL at all. I've tried that before. I'm by the time it gets to, I don't follow the NFL regularly. I don't have a team really. I'll root for the Chiefs if they're on. But I usually watch a Super Bowl because at that point it's generally down to the two best teams, and I played football and I like football and I'll probably watch it, right? I'm going to watch the Mizzou game this weekend because I love college football, and my son went to Mizzou and I root for Mizzou football, generally speaking, unless they were to play my Kentucky Wildcats, and then I'm torn on that. Same in basketball. If it's not a basketball game, I'll root for Mizzou. I want them to do well. And I hope they beat Alabama this weekend. But I'll watch the Super Bowl this year somewhere. And wherever I am is at the party at halftime. We're going to switch to whatever this Turning Point USA alternative programming is. And my guess is by the time we get to February, some smart network somewhere will have agreed to carry this live because they're going to get an unbelievable amount of reaction to this. And maybe it'll teach the NFL its final life lesson, maybe. I don't know if they'll pay any attention or not, but my guess is it could teach them a couple of lessons. I there's so many great artists out there that would love to do this. Maybe my friend Sammy Hagar, don't you think? Wouldn't that be a great option? Little Sammy Hagar?
Wouldn't be bad.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's options rolling in already. Somebody suggested Jason Aldean or Kid Rock.
Oh, yeah. Kid Rock would
be. What about that
rapper
that that Dan always plays?
That's what I'm thinking right there. A little Sammy Hagar.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contrast. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Heavy metal, where eagles fly. He would kill. They would crush that. But there are lots of good options. Anyway, if you hadn't heard that, I thought you'd want to know about the Turning Point USA halftime concert that's going to be coming up for the Super Bowl this year. Good for them. All right, back to this Harvard Caps poll, and I want to get to this because this is important stuff. For a whole lot of reasons, but not the least of which is the fact that the Democrats, if you listen to the mainstream media in this country, you would walk away convinced that the Republicans are losing the argument on the government shutdown, on blowing up drug boats, on all these different issues. But lo and behold, Harvard went out and did Harvard Harris did a combined poll, and guess what they came up with? When it comes to using the U.S. military to kill drug traffickers in Latin America, in the Gulf of America, guess what they found? 71% of Americans completely support that idea. And if you break it down by party, 90% of Republicans and almost 70% of independents and better than half of Democrats, 56% of Democrats. Which is kind of scary, because if I do my math correctly, that means 44% of Democrats support Latin American drug runners. Am I reading those poll results correctly? If 56% of you agree that it's okay to take them out, but 44 don't, it must mean that you support them bringing boatloads of crack and fentanyl into the southern border of America. All right. Moving right along, the new Harvard Caps Harris poll shows 75% of Americans support Israel over Hamas or the Palestinians in this process. So when you see all the protests on the college campuses and everything that gets all the headlines in the network news, it is a 75-25 issue, according to this poll. Not 80-20, they claim, but 75-25. So there are 25% of people out there who support terrorists and Hamas and the Palestinians. So the news just keeps getting better because they went out and they asked, should the Democrats end the shutdown by accepting a continuing resolution at current levels of expenditure? Or should the Democrats hold out until they get additional funds for Obamacare? 65% of the people polled said that the Democrats should accept the CR and move on. Only 35% thought they should hold out. So again, almost a 70-30 issue here for in favor of the Republicans. The Democrats are losing this. 55% of Americans believe, according to this poll, that the Democrats are playing games by keeping the government closed because they want to please their base. That's 55% of a combination of Republicans and Democrats. So the Democrats are losing this on every front, according to a Harvard poll. Boom. Turn the lights off. Go home. Drop the mic. We'll see you after the bottom of the hour. Stay tuned.
Real talk, today's issues. 97.1 FM Talk, St. Louis Conservative.
All right, it's going to be a huge college football weekend. I don't know what you're planning to do tomorrow, but I told my wife, don't schedule anything for me. At 11 a.m., I'm going to be in front of a TV somewhere. watching this Mizzou Alabama game because it should be a good one. The line is down to like 2.5 now, I think. I can't swear to that.
No,
I think that was yesterday. It was 3.5. At one point it was 7, and then it dropped immediately when the bets started coming in. So it's Alabama's favored by about 2.5 points at Missouri. That shows you even Vegas is rarely wrong about those things. I don't know how they do it. It's enough to make you think sometimes it's fixed. I'm not suggesting that it is. But when they tell me that somebody's favored in a basketball game by 3 points and they win by 3 points, you think to yourself, how in the hell did they know that it was going to be that close? I've never been able to figure out how they do those odds in Vegas. I don't get it. All I know is that I'll be rooting for Mizzou tomorrow, and hopefully they can pull off. It will be an upset. It'll be the biggest victory Mizzou's had in many years, and it will justify their argument that they're a playoff team this year if they can get this win over Alabama. No doubt about it. Much bigger deal for Missouri than it is Alabama. I think Alabama could potentially lose this game and maybe still make the playoffs. There's no way Mizzou could, I don't think. So I know where I'll be tomorrow. Let's check in with Nicole Murray, please. Good morning, Nicole. How are you?
Good morning. Better than I was, that's for sure.
Better than you. I'm glad to hear that. Yeah. What are you doing the rest of the morning?
The rest of the morning, I have to go. I have to go dress shopping later today.
Well, no, I'm just talking about like the next hour or two. I may just keep you on here as a co-host because my buddy Dan Buck is off today. We're supposed to have somebody filling in. They got sick. Our normal traffic person's taking the day off. I mean, it's just me and Ethan hanging out in here this morning.
I'd love to be your co-host. I feel like we have so much fun when we have
you. I would agree with that. We'll just keep Nicole on the line when we're done this morning. How about that?
There you go.
We can do that.
That's awesome. Check will be in the mail, too, by the way.
Oh, well, thank you. Hold my breath for that one.
That and a free T-shirt. You know, it's about what you get from us around here.
I'll take it.
What's going on out there?
All right. Futures are slightly higher. Thursday, the Dow Industrials lost 243. The NASDAQ down 18. The S&P 500 also down 18. Good news for travelers, truck drivers, and fresh popcorn enjoyers. The world's largest Wally's is officially coming to Independence, Missouri. The Independence City Council unanimously approved plans for a Wally's to be built just off the intersection of Interstate 70 and Noland Road. Democrats and Republicans have rejected competing bills for the seventh time yesterday, continuing the partial government shutdown. The Senate will leave town until Tuesday, meaning the government shutdown will not be resolved this week. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration said it is opening an investigation into nearly 2.9 million Tesla vehicles equipped with its full self-driving system after more than 50 reports of traffic safety violations and a series of crashes. The agency said it has reports of Tesla vehicles using FSD driving through red lights and driving against the proper direction of travel during a lane change. Levi Strauss is raising its prices, which is helping the denim maker post better than expected profits. The jean company said its decision to increase the price of certain items has not led to a drop in demand. Levi beat Wall Street's quarterly expectations on the top and bottom lines and raised its full year guidance. Economists have estimated that the number of Americans filing new applications for unemployment benefits increased again last week, hinting at some early layoffs of contractors related to the government shutdown. Initial claims for state unemployment benefits allegedly rose to a seasonally adjusted 235,000 for the week ending October 4th. And finally, an International Journal of Environmental Research and Public Health study says that working out in cold rooms can burn up to 20% more calories.
Cold rooms. Is that what you said? Like,
yes.
My wife, it may even be up at this hour driving to hot yoga. Have you ever done that?
I've heard of it. I've never done it. I've never tried it.
That sounds miserable to me. I mean,
sounds kind of gross, too.
I've done yoga, and it's obviously a workout, but to do it in 95 or 100 degrees, they've got one instructor, according to what she tells me, that everybody looks at the schedule and tries to avoid her because she'll turn the heat up to like 104 in the room.
Oh, my gosh.
And they come out of there smelling ripe. I'm just guessing.
I mean, I do enjoy, though, when I'm done with a workout, I do enjoy, like, being sweaty. And it's like, oh, yeah, like, I accomplished something.
Well, you feel like you accomplished something, but if the temperature's 104, you could do nothing in sweat, right?
Also true.
Thank
it's
you.
A little bit of a detox, though.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. I tell you, the coolest thing I did when I was in Budapest a couple weeks ago, we went to a to a public bathhouse over there, which was really cool. It's been around for like 100 years. It's on a natural spring, hot spring, and you can go from the medium warmth pool, like it's in the, you know, 92, 93 degrees, and then you go into one that's like 95 or 96, and then you go into a steam room, and you're supposed to sit in there for 5 minutes, and then you come out and you jump into a hot tub that is cold, like it's supposed to shock the system. And it was fantastic. We all did it like twice or three times in the series of it. It was really cool.
I would have thought the cold water was like, oh, no. Like,
no, apparently it's a thing, isn't it? I interviewed an MMA fighter last year who does the cold challenge every morning. He goes in his backyard and gets in a tub of cold water. It's supposed to be shocked to the system.
Pushed that thing.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
The cold baths, yeah.
Hey, I do have a question about one of your earlier stories.
Tell me.
About the world's largest Wally's. Have you ever been to a Wally's?
I haven't.
Have you ever been to a Bucky's?
Nope.
Do they have those anywhere on the East Coast?
Nope. It's Quick Check. It's Wawa over here.
So, like Bucky's, Wally's is the biggest gas station slash store that you can imagine. I mean, it's almost like a half-size Walmart with gas pumps out front. It's huge. And they've already got one down along I-44 between here and Springfield. And I'm wondering to myself, if somebody's claiming to have the largest Wally's, how much bigger could it get?
It's you that can, big?
You could buy,
they're pretty big.
You can buy clothing in there. You can buy wall hangings in there. You can buy toys in there. You can buy any kind of food you could imagine. And then the other half of it is just like a regular convenience store with cold drinks on the wall and all that stuff. So it's crazy. It's crazy.
Wow. Well, I'll have to try it one day when I come out and visit
you
guys.
You should, yeah.
Going to keep speaking it until it is into existence.
I wish we could get you out here for our anniversary party on the 23rd. That would be that'd be a good time. So.
Oh, I have a wedding.
Oh, I'm sorry. Shocker. Is that why you're going dress shopping this afternoon?
Yes, I'm the worst shopper. It's just like you got to try it on, and then you got to show your mom. And
my daughter and wife had to go homecoming dress shopping yesterday because they waited till the last minute. And I probably shouldn't be saying this on the radio. And the dance is tomorrow, and she was unhappy with every dress that they had found up until now.
Oh, so she did find one.
She did find one, but I think she kind of settled, to be honest.
Oh, really? Because I was going to say, sometimes those last-minute finds, they're golden.
Doesn't look to me like there's but about a yard of material involved in the whole thing, so I don't know how picky you could be. But that's a dad speaking, so yeah.
You're doing great.
Thank you. Hey, good luck shopping today, Nicole. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right, have a good weekend. Nicole Murray there joining us this morning. I was kidding her about hanging around, but she's great. And she lives up in New Jersey, so we're going to have to figure out a time maybe to get her down here. I don't know if you know, Gordon Deal is like the guy she works with on the overnight show there is the voice of the Giants, I think.
I think so. I thought it was the Giants.
I think he's the, like, just like John Hewlett, the U-man, does at Busch Stadium for the Cardinals. He's the guy that I think Andy Banker did it for the Rams, the one who announces it's third down and 4 yards to go on the Rams' 39-yard line. The guy inside the stadium announces that. So I think Gordon Deal does that for the Giants up in New York, which is pretty cool. Pretty cool side gig, right? For what? How many home games do they have? If there's 12 or 13 games total, six of those are going to be home games?
Six or seven, yeah.
Yeah. That wouldn't be a bad gig. That'd be
I know. I always wanted John Hewlett's job. I thought that would be the coolest job ever to be the Bush announcer.
And he's still doing it.
Oh, like, I know.
He's basically retired now, but you still hear him all the time doing stuff he's got recorded over there. That's pretty cool. Great guy. All right. Coming up, we're going to get to another news. Ethan and I are going to handle that. We're going to get Drew Young in the studio with us today to talk it over. Next hour, Congressman Eric Burleson. Can't wait to hear what he's got to say about that conflict between Mike Lawler and Hakeem Jeffries in the halls of Congress yesterday. We'll get to all that and more for you coming up.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news,
Well, this isn't good. if you're a guy in the dating scene, there's a new book out by some lady in New York that is encouraging women to give up, straight women to give up on dating men. She's given it a new title. It's called Heteropessimism.
Okay.
Because she's divorced, and she's so angry about how much work it is to date heterosexual men that she's given up, and she's moving exclusively to date women. So this is her excuse for dating women, is that she's socially and politically repulsed by men, so she's turning to women. That's her reason for becoming a lesbian, supposedly.
So she doesn't want liberal men, basically.
Well, I think she probably does want liberal men.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
She's repulsed by the dating scene. But what she said here is, I hope that if we start a trend, men will be more scared. I need men to be like, quote, if I don't learn how to show up as a worthy husband, then I'm going to end up alone. We need some real consequences. So there you go, guys. If your wife warned you often enough, she may just be batting for the other team. Apparently, it's called heteropessimism.
Interesting.
That's it. What do you got?
I don't know if you noticed or not, on Twitter, like 2 days ago, Dolly Parton was trending because she was a little sick.
Yes.
And her sister Frida had put out a text saying, hey, we need thoughts and prayers, which most people,
scared
when you say that,
people, yeah.
Yeah, you think, oh, Dolly might be dying. She's not. She was just sick. Dolly came out yesterday and said, hey, I was just under the weather. I feel fine. And now her sister, though, tweeted, she didn't mean to scare anybody, and it may make it sound as serious as it was. She just thought, I needed thoughts and prayers because my sister's sick.
Yeah, I watched all of Dolly's response to that, and my reaction is, there is something going on with Dolly.
I'm sure there is.
If she's making repeated visits to a top hospital, maybe she's being treated for something that's not life-threatening, but enough to make her a little ill. She didn't say what that was. But, you know, I mean, she's in her 80s, right?
Right.
Yeah, so.
But I think she, you know.
She doesn't look like it.
Her sister maybe should have just kept that under wraps for a little bit.
She should have, yeah. Just keep your mouth shut from now on. That's
exactly.
Probably the text message. Can you just shut up? Anyway.
So what would your reaction be if you got a text message from your daughter or your wife saying, hey, this homeless man showed up at my door. I let him in. He looked tired, so I let him sleep in the bed.
What?
I gave him food.
No.
There's a TikTok trend going around where you set up an AI. So you take a picture of like your front door open, take a picture of the bed, and you AI somebody.
Oh, God.
No.
And then you send it to your parents?
And you send it to people are doing it to their parents, their husband. There's this one lady, she went super viral for doing it. And police have actually responded to this.
Yeah, this is not a joke. I'd be the one either calling the police
right.
or getting in the car and driving over there.
Right. Do you have that audio? There's a response from the police.
Yeah, I got it.
Calls are ranked in priority, and something like this would be a high priority.
Police departments across the country saying they're getting 911 calls from parents thinking their child is actually in danger, worried of a possible intruder.
Call the cops right now.
It causes a pretty aggressive response for us because we're worried about the safety of the individuals in the home, which could mean clearing the home with guns out. It could mean making call outs. It could cause a SWAT response.
People need to stop.
Yeah, don't do that. Girls, do not do that to your dad or your husband or your boyfriend. That is not funny.
No.
That somebody's going to get killed over that. Can I just tell you that? That's what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
100%. I can't believe some of the stupid stuff they do on there sometimes. All right, so remember when JFK, I did it again. Right. Remember when Robert Kennedy, you should start calling him Bobby Kennedy like the president does. Remember when RFK announced that he felt like there was a link between Tylenol given to infants and autism? And it resulted in every liberal woman in America giving more Tylenol to their kids because I guess they're just stupid. I don't know. The point is, he thought we should investigate that. And in fact, Tylenol, at some point, I saw, had warned parents not to give Tylenol to their children. Yesterday, RFK, almost did it again, said that circumcisions are leading indirectly to autism.
Wait, what?
wait a minute. Circumcisions are leading indirectly to autism because after you circumcise a child, you give them Tylenol. Because it does hurt like hell, I'm sure. Fortunately, I don't remember that. So, but his argument is we're doing things to children that require them to get a painkiller and they're being given Tylenol and we need to stop doing that. I don't know if he wants them to stop doing circumcisions or if he wants them to just stop giving them Tylenol after the circumcision. Ugh. But there you have it.
Hey, one quick one. Savannah Bananas are coming back to St. Louis next year.
I saw that.
August 22nd and 21st, they're going to be here. So if you didn't get tickets last time,
buy them early. Does it say when the tickets are going on sale?
It did not. They just released the schedule today.
I saw the Cardinals had announced that they were coming back next year. So get your tickets early and often. I got a lot of grief for being offered
the only
free tickets last year and not going. Wow, I know. No. It could be. One way to put butts in the seats at Busch Stadium, bring in the bananas, please. Woo! All right, coming up, we're going to get to Steve Bucci from Heritage and Congressman Eric Burleson. Stand by.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.